Hey family, this is Red Blonde Fox, your host, and I want to say thank you for 6 incredible years of being part of the Red Blonde Fox Show's journey. My church, Jesus is the Way, International Ministries, and I are truly grateful for your support. Thank you for tuning in every week and sharing our episodes around the world. And congratulations, we've officially reached over 5,000 listeners and counting. Remember, you are who you are because God made you. This your girl, Red Blonde Fox. I love you guys.
Let's give our undivided attention to our evangelist, Vonda. Here she comes at this time. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord again.
Hallelujah.
Father God, we thank you for another day. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for everyone that's here today. And Father God, whatever your will is for us, Lord, let it be done. Yes. Father God, I ask you, Lord, to take me out of your equation. Father God, that you move by your spirit. Yes. And Father God, I'm still praying for Erica that you deliver. Yes. Praise the Lord, because what you're doing, Father God, Lord, we need that same deliverance, Father God. Wherever we are going through,
yes,
hallelujah. I ask you, Lord, to move in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Y'all can see, I was just, because the Lord sometimes give me scriptures for myself. Praise the Lord, whether I'm reading them at home or reading them on the bus. Praise the Lord. And see, that's the thing that we need to do in our daily life, is to read the word of God. I'm okay to bring it. Go to Isaiah 44. But now, hear, O Jacob, my servant, Israel, whom I have chosen. Thus said the Lord, who made you, who formed you from the womb and will help you. Fear not, O Jacob, my servant, Jeshua, whom I have chosen. Jeshua means high. He hid us. Praise the Lord. Praise God. For I will pour out on the thirsty land and the streams on the dry ground. I ain't done there. But this is what the Lord was telling Isaiah to tell people. So now, praise the Lord, as I was praying at home, I said, Lord, reading last night, Pastor, like, oh, give me something to speak on this subject. So as I began to pray this morning, I prayed out. I said, Lord, break my case. You've been crying out. You've been asking God for help. And it seemed like, Lord, you ain't moving fast enough. I've been pleading with you. But see, he promised. And even though he don't break your case right away, you know he don't do it. Praise God. He chose us from our mother's womb.
Yes.
He chose us to come into him. Praise God. Yes, we didn't understand when we were young. Our mothers and fathers didn't understand when they were young. But now as we know this, praise God, I have chosen you. He said, fear not. Why we got to be afraid? Don't get me wrong, praise the Lord, because I'm human.
Yes, yes.
We get a little fear sometimes, praise the Lord. But when we ask the Lord to break the fear, that means break my case, Father God. Whatever
on in me, praise God. Break the pace. Because I don't want nothing to separate me from the love of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Jesse, whom I have chosen. Talking about Judah, Israel. Praise God. For I will pour water on the thirsty land in the dry areas of your life. Lord, every area, praise God, that's dry, Lord, put some fresh water in there. Lord, my case is pleading to you because I got problems with my mouth. See, I ain't always, praise God, big things. See, we always look at the big sins around here. Oh, she done committed adultery. She done did this. No, but what about your little sins? So, Lord, I need you to put some fresh water in that land, praise God, because my case needs to be broken. Hallelujah. And streams on the dry ground, Father God, wherever I walk, Father God, let them see me. Lord, let them know that my case has been broken. Hallelujah. Whatever you done went through, God is ready to break your case. Hallelujah. And it says, praise God, I will pour my spirit on your offspring, talking about your children. If you want God to break the case in your children, say, I want God to break my case in my children.
I want God to break my case in my children.
Lord. See, they also your yes. offspring.
Yes.
I don't care how old they are.
Yes.
They're still your offspring.
Yes.
So whenever you pray for yourself, you're praying for your children too.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. And my blessings upon your descendants. Grandchildren. Great-grandchildren. See, every time, I like that clip, praise God, that Pastor them put up there. Because we women have to stay on our knees praying. We have to lay on the floor sometime in our house and pray. Because we got children out here, praise the Lord. We just talking about our, but we got all type of children
yes.
that's going through some mess.
Yes.
And that case need to be broken too.
Yes.
Hallelujah, praise God. And my blessings on your descendants, they shall spring up among the grass like willows by the flowing streams. And the more that you pray for everybody but yourself, praise God, your streams gonna flow. Hallelujah. Your streams is going to blow up. That water going to be filled and it's going to overflow. Praise God.
Yes.
And see, I want God to continue to break the case in me, praise God, so my water can be overflowing.
Yes.
We can't have a case that's not broken if we ain't living it.
Right.
If we're not walking the way God wants us to walk.
Right.
This one I will say, I am the Lord's. Another will call on my name, on the name of Jacob. And another one will write on his hands, the Lord my, and name himself by the name of Israel. He said, write this upon your neck, in your heart. A lot of people don't call on the name of the Lord, but their case ain't going to be broken yet. We can call on God each and every day, but praise God. If your case don't want to be broke, how in the world are you going to want God to bless you? Because we hold certain cases that we don't want to let go. We want to hold on to this. We want to hold on to that. Well, I can't let go of my boyfriend because, you know, I need to be laying down. Come on, let's tell the truth.
Yeah.
You don't want to let go of the boyfriend. See, Vonda was one of them. I wanted to check. You know, I had to have somebody next to me. But see, I was tired of all that, y'all. And I want Jesus to break that case, so he did. Oh, I don't want to let go of this woman. But how do you know that she ain't already breaking your case already? She pulling your spirit down because you seem to cannot even break it away. Or I got a problem with drugs. They're my cases that need to be broken.
Yes, Lord.
I got a problem with some attitude. I got a mean attitude. I'm just cussing everybody out. That problem got to be broken too. So if we want God to bless us, praise God, we got to ask God to break the case. Praise the Lord.
Shonda Barbershop has been serving the Milwaukee community since 2009 for over 15 years. Customer service is exceptionally pleasant, and they are extremely patient with their customers. To schedule an appointment, please visit Shonda Barbershop on 5331 West Hampton Avenue or call 414-202-4756. Hairstyles and haircuts start at $60. That phone number again is 414-202-4756.
And it says, thus saith the Lord, King of Israel and his Redeemer. We're talking about Christ. The Lord of hosts, I am the first and I am the last. There's no other gods before me, he's saying. Yes. Praise the Lord. And as I was reading this down, where you go further in the lesson, praise God, where they would sit there and have men to make idol gods. They use hammers, tin, and all this stuff. There were some that would worship the wood. They would do a sacrifice in the wood. They would burn the sacrifice, worship, and then they would eat the sacrifice. What kind of devil worship is that? And they're doing it today, y'all. You don't know what they're doing behind closed doors. Everybody wants to be famous. But see, when you go into their houses, praise God, see, their case ain't been broken because they're using other idol gods. They're doing all kinds of stuff, praise God. And I ain't just talking about the famous folks. You got the common folks too. They saying, Lord, Lord, but still, and yet, praise God, the case not being broken, praise God. But he says, praise God, well, I am the first and I am the last. Besides me, there is no other God. Yes. Who is like me? Ain't nothing like God. You can sit up there and pray to a false God, see if they gonna move. You ask, oh Lord, help me with my problem. Oh God, can you help me? Just like the children of Israel when Elijah came down there. They thought old Baal was on his feet. Elijah did, God told Elijah just what to do. He said to him, get the water ready. Put the wood all around. Elijah went up there and did what God said. And he said, if the fire comes down, then you know it's real. He said, y'all go ahead and call Baal. Go ahead and call him. See what Baal gonna do. See, they thought their case was gonna be ready, praise God. So they kept saying, oh Baal, oh Baal. But when Elijah called the fire down from heaven, praise God, that's when their case was broken. See, that's what I'm saying, praise the Lord. We have to know that we are chosen. We have to know that because God is not moving in your case right now, that don't mean he ain't going to do it.
That's right. Yes.
Hallelujah. We always want God to hurry. No, he ain't going to hurry. Sometimes he wants you to stand still. He wants you to take this in because he is processing you. He's getting you ready.
Yes.
So when he get ready to bless you, you won't say you did it yourself.
Come on.
Because some folks think that because they do whatever they want, they, oh, well, I got this money. No, you didn't. You didn't work. If it wasn't for God, you wouldn't even have that. That's why I give praises in God to our God, because I don't brag on myself. I brag on him because I know what he can do.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Father, going through some financial struggles, but I remember what Pastor Colton told me. See, sometimes when God sends someone to you, you better receive it because it's God.
Yeah.
It's not him speaking through you. Speaking is God speaking through that leader.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. So whatever, praise God, and you got to have discernment too, because everybody's not saved. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh yeah. Praise God. Who is like me? Let him proclaim. Let him declare and set it before me, since I appointed an ancient people. Let them declare what is to come and what will happen. Fear not, nor be afraid. See, the mother God cannot determine what's going to happen. You got all type of Bible scholars saying this and saying that, praise the Lord. Yes, I read commentaries, I do a lot of these, but I also ask the Lord to help me, praise the Lord, because even though they say in our commentaries and all that, praise God, we still got to go on what God tells you. So if you want God to break those things, praise the Lord, we got to learn our hearing.
Woo-hoo, glory to God.
And I just, sometimes God do talk to you through scripture. But sometimes after you have read the scripture, you have prayed, then you got to learn how to be quiet so he'll be able to break your case. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. And it says, fear not, nor be afraid. See, God told us that these things will come. But he gonna hide us if we do right. And have I not told you from the old and declared, and you are my witnesses. This has been going from the beginning to the end. Now we just got more knowledge today, praise the Lord. So God is getting ready to come back, but he's coming back for his friend, his people. He's gonna come back for his remnant, the one that's trying to live right. The one that's trying to do what he's asking.
Yes,
God getting ready to break your case today.
Yes, Lord.
Whatever you got before God, he's going to break it.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He gonna purify it. You just got to just trust him in everything that he do. Praise God. There is no rock. I know. Not any. Who is the rock? Jesus is the rock. There's no other God that is the rock. There's no other God that don't know what you believe for. Hallelujah. The Bible said, I come to a rock that is higher than I. Hallelujah. And that rock is Jesus himself. Praise the Lord. When he told Peter, upon this rock I will build my church.
Yes.
Woo! And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
Yes.
Upon his rock. Because Peter denied Jesus, but then, praise God, after he denied, the Lord broke Peter's case. The Lord knew. Grandsons, chill. The Lord knew. Because he knew Peter and the disciples had a case to break. Even though they ran. And when they ran, when Jesus got crucified, Jesus knew what was going on.
Yeah.
He knew it. See, that's the problem. See, if Judas would have just stayed where he was, praise the Lord, his case would have been broken anyway. But because of fear, praise the Lord, he couldn't do anything else. Hallelujah.
Joyce's House of Threads, 7732 West Burleigh Street, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53222. They do have a wardrobe consultant. Please go check them out if you need help with, you know, styling up your clothes. Like me, who was terrible at. Yes. Yes, men and women. Men and women.
And it says, remember the things, O Jacob and Israel, for you are my servants. See, we're not called just to be saved, but we're called to be servants. And so, praise the Lord, when the case is broken off of you, praise the Lord, people will see.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Come on.
Amen. Amen.
Come on.
That's why we pray daily asking God to break our case. Because, Lord, I can't sit up here and preach to somebody and my case ain't broken. I'm still messed up on the inside. Father God, break my case. Lord, build me up, Father God, in the areas that I need to be built out. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. I formed you, he said. I formed you.
Yes.
The devil didn't form you.
Hallelujah.
I did.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
So whatever case that there may be, praise
Hallelujah.
God.
Thank you.
Know the one that formed you, praise God. Hallelujah. All is you will not be forgotten by me.
All right.
What did that tell you?
He will never forget
us. He will never forget us. I remember I used to feel like God ain't with me. But he let me know I've been with you all the time.
Amen.
Yeah,
all right,
all
yeah.
The time, holding your hand.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
And even though we think God is far apart, he's still there. He just said, I'm just going to gonna wait and see what they gonna do.
All right.
I'm waiting on them. I'm waiting on them to call out on me.
I'm built different.
And stop calling out on these gods. They can't even help.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Yes. If you know you got issues where you keep running, that's a case that maybe has to be broken.
Watch the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
You have to learn, praise God, that without all things, without God, we can't do anything.
Hallelujah.
I have blotted out your transgression. Yeah. Every sin that you committed, he didn't have to do none of that, but because of you coming to him, he done broke your case.
Thank you.
He done forgot your sin.
Thank you, Jesus.
Even though we didn't deserve it.
And you know good.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And he said, like a cloud of your sins, like a mist. That means it's like a vapor. It's gone.
All right.
Praise the Lord. And even he's not talking to just to older folks. He's talking to young people too.
Everyone
that wants to help, praise God. And you want God to break a case, he can do it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Return to me, for I have redeemed. He's calling you back to redeem. He's calling you back so he can break your case, praise God. Because the only way that he's going to break your case, praise the Lord, if you repent. Hallelujah. He's calling us back, praise God. He's calling us back to the fold, hallelujah. He's calling us back, even the ones that want to rededicate their life. He ain't forgetting nobody. Praise God. Well, Lord, I done fell off, Lord, even though I know you, but I fell off. But, Lord, my case got to be broken, Lord, so I can move. So you can use me for who you want me to be used.
Amen.
But as I was reading this, praise God, you have to also remember, praise the Lord, when God calls us, it's an election. You ain't called for nothing. Praise the Lord. It's an election because, praise the Lord, the first election is called to be saved.
Amen.
Everybody think when God calls you, you're supposed to be preaching up here. No, that ain't the type of case that he's breaking right now. Right now, it's called to be saved. That's an elect call, praise God, because he's ready to do something.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Not only have he called you for an election, but he also called you, hallelujah, to be a light to somebody else.
All right.
Hallelujah.
All right.
Whether it's a light in your home, Father God, hallelujah. Whether you got a husband that don't want to do right. Whether you got a wife that don't want to do right. See, wife, praise God, they got husbands that don't want to do right. It's time for us to pray for them. Wives, keep your mouth closed and let God do the rest.
And you know this. Hallelujah. Stand up and
that's why we are called as an election. Because we can't save the husband, and husband, we can't save the wives.
Only God.
Only God can do that. So if you want God to break his case, stay on your faith. Because he see your life. Hallelujah. He see you. Praise the Lord. Yeah, the devil gonna try him every time. But when you come to God for his case, praise God, he gonna break.
Hallelujah.
See, Rhonda knows, praise God, because she tried. I tried it with the first husband. The first husband was saved, was in church. But the case still wasn't broken. Then the second husband I started. Trying to be what's right. But when you can't change somebody, praise the Lord, God will remove that person. But see, I'm here to tell you, praise God, to let God break your case. Let God step in. Hallelujah. No matter what you go through, no matter how far you can't see it, God see it all.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. And I'm here to tell you, just stand up. Stand firm. Don't let that devil even distract you. Because he's coming like a roaring lion, praise God. He wants your case to stay broken, hallelujah. He wants you to keep on just being sad. He wants you to keep on doubting God. But see, you got to tell that devil, God, you ready to break my case. Yes. God, you can't have what God already got for me. Hallelujah, because he getting ready to break the case. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise God. We can't be afraid. We got to walk in authority.
Amen, amen.
He comes in our hearts. Hallelujah. We got to walk in authority in order for God to break our case.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And this is all I have for you. Praise God and pray my strength in the Lord.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode. If you have any feedback for us, email the Red Blonde Fox at blackdarkrebel@gmail.com. Don't forget to share and subscribe to the Red Blonde Fox to receive notifications on our latest episodes. Remember, you are who you are because God made you. This your girl, Red Blonde Fox.